Okay, Rav Osai will let Hashem. We'll finish the Tosus right now. The Tosus Chilu and Hu Osu Ben Osam Amzerim. We're up to the Tosus says V'im Tomar V'Kiddushin V'Sofa Omer. Again, the position Tosus has mentioned is that, at least according to everybody but Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Shimon HaTimni, the issue of Mamzerus and the issue of Lotafsi Kedushin are intertwined. If you know one, you know the other. They go together. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you see there's a difference. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Chaybe Krisus is Lotafsi Kedushin, that's for sure. Tosus proved it. However, we know Mamzerus is only because of Chaybe Mises Beisdin, based on Chaybe Mises Beisdin. Rabbi Yeshua had a limud for that, but he also accepts the limud that we're soon going to reference again in Kedushin, that Chaybe Krisus lo tafsi Kedushin. But according to everybody else, haba hatali. If you know Mamzerus, you know lo tafsi Kedushin, and vice versa. Fectosis. V'im tomar, v'kedushin b'sofa omer, ki mashkach, the lo tafsi Kedushin be'eshes av. Once the Gemara discovers that lo tafsi Kedushin be'eshes av, so my parachasam, what's the Gemara asking over there? The ema may be tarvayu be'eshes av. Both psukim are referring to eshes av. Ha'lechatchila ha'di'eved. One is lechatchila not to marry, and one is b'di'eved, that there won't be tfisas Kedushin. But amay lo yalif mina, why not learn out that lo tafsi Kedushin, the kohecha davi mamzer, lo tafsi ba'kedushin, that once we know there's mamzer, so mimelo, we know tafsi Kedushin, kevin da haba hatalya, kidaperashnu, since the two issues are linked. So to appreciate what Tosfos is saying, we need to see the Gemara in Kedushin. Let's take a look for a minute, the sugya in Kedushin. This is the Gemara that discusses the question of why chayav krisus lo tafsi Kedushin. It's kedai first to see the Mishnah. The Gemara is working off of the Mishnah. This is an important Mishnah which we've seen parts of it quoted already. The Mishnah is a daf earlier there. I think I gave that to you as well, right? Samoch Vav Amid Beis, the Mishnah in the third parak in Kedushin, says, Kol makam sheish Kedushin the Ein Aveira, Havlad Hoich Achav Hazachar. The Eze, Zu Kohenes, Levia, V'Yisraelis, Nisu, Lekoin, Levi, V'Yisrael. Okay, straightforward. If there is a Chalos Kedushin, there's nothing wrong in that Kedushin on any level, and the question is only in terms of Yichus. So the Yichus follows the father. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, whatever the father is, that's the child. That's part one of the Mishnah. You guys have it, right? Okay. Then it says on the other side. Then the mission continues. Let's say there's a chalos kedushin, but it was forbidden relationship. It's just not going to stop the kedushin from taking effect. But it's an aveira. Then havlad hoich achar hapagum. The vlad takes on the status of the pagum, meaning that vlad has a certain pagam to it. And the Mishnah explains this: Ezezu zu amanu koin gadol gushal chutz lekoin hedyut, and also mamzeres unesina liyisrael bas yisrael lemamzer ulenasin. So, what do all these cases have in common, Rav Osai? What do you call these cases? The avera is what of what level? Chay v'laven aman asuri kohuna yisuri mamzerus los ischatin bam nasin. In other words, we're discussing a situation of Chay B'Lavin. The Mishnah apparently is going according to, not according to Shita of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's what Tosus points out right here as well. Notice the Tosus on the right side, on the bottom, right? Nira, Luri, the Hachstama, Asya, like who? Shimon HaTimni. Right? That Chay B'Krisus is low Tafsi Kedushin, Chay B'Lavin is Tafsi Kedushin. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is giving examples of Chay B'Lavin of Tafsi Kedushin. So the Mishnah calls that Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, and the din is Havlad Hoich Achar HaPogum. That means that if one party was a mamzer, So the child is a mamzer. When child, one's party was a nasin, the child is a nasin. If it's a isuri kahuna, the child is pagum kahuna. Just because she became a halala, so what happens? The child is also a halal, or a halal as it might be. In other words, that's basically the status of the child. That's case number two of the Mishnah. Clear? Now comes the case that's going to be the Gemara that we're going to be discussing. Finally, v'chol mi she'en la alav kedushin, aval yesh la alacherim kedushin, havlad manzer. If it's a situation that there's no kedushin between these two individuals when I had a child, but there would have been kedushin if this person, this woman, for example, would have married somebody else, so that's what we call chayvei krisus, right? This is the list of arayis that we're reading Nachrim Mos on Mincha Yom Kippur. The list of arayis, that's a case of mamzer. Again, this is of Shimon HaTimni, that chayvei krisus makes mamzer, and the Mishnah says havlad mamzer. That's the definition of havlad mamzer. And the Mishnah says that's called Misha Engla Olav Kedushin of Yeshla Achirim Kedushin. Finally, just for the case of Hashlama, the last Chelka Mishnah, these are basic halachas, basic din of this Mishnah. V'chol mi she'en la lo olav lo achirim kedushin. Kedushin's not topless for anybody with this woman. Then havlad kemosa. The vlad is not mesiachis after the father at all. The father is mesiachis after the woman, the shivcha, or the gaya, the eza, ze vlad shivcha v'nachris. And therefore, if the mother is not Jewish, and the mother is a shivcha, so the child has no status of being Jewish, fully Jewish either. That's the four parts to the Mishnah. Let's focus now on part three, which is what Tosis is focusing on. The Gemara now in the next daf. Ko she'en la olav kedushin. So the Mishnah talks about the case of the arayis, and defining that as en la olav kedushin, aval yesh la alacherim kedushin. Right? So the Mishnah says, what's the din? Havlad mamzer. Now the Gemara asks the question, Minahani mili. It's interesting. The Gemara's question, Minahani mili, is on what issue? On the Vlad mamzer or on the Engla Kedushin? What's the Gemara now going to respond? To what question? The Mishnah said two things. The Mishnah says Engla Kedushin and Vlad mamzer. The Mishnah doesn't question a Vlad mamzer. The Mishnah questions that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. See, Rashi already is sensitive to this point. If you look in the third line, I know this Gemara copy is not without the bold headings. It's a little harder to... When I grew up, that's what I had. But you guys have it easier. But this particular Gemara is from, you know, previous Gilgal. So it's not... What?
Are there more copies of Kedushin?
Take one. I have the Gemara. So look at the third line. Are there any more? Yo, if anyone else needs... Minahani mili. Look at the third line of the wide lines in the Rashi toward the end of the line. Rashi is already wondering about what we just asked. Minahani mili. The Gemara is asking about the fact that there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Rashi explains, Minahani mili, the ain Kedushin tovsin b'chayvei krisus. Again, I really hold osis machkimos. We're learning these in Yanim. It's good that we see already Gemara inside, right? Even though we're learning Kedushin. But again, you know, it's good that we saw it. How do we know, the Gemara asked, that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Chayvei Krisus? Says Rashi, as far as the other issue, Avo Havlad Mamzer, Nafgalan, we learned that out. This is what we saw in Shir on Sunday. The Samach Lei, Lo Yavam Mamzer, and so on. Umukmin Rabbi Yavam, it's the Shemeris Yavam Shalavid. What is the case of Ligal Knaf Aviv? What is the interpretation that we're giving it? It's referring to Shemeris Yavam Shalavid, the father's sister-in-law, which is what to the son? Shehilo Eishes Achi Aviv. That's to this individual, the son, the wife of his father's brother, Shehi Bekares. And that is right next to the pasuk of Mamzer. Umehacha Yalfino Rabbi Yavam is Perak Acholet to Kol She'engol Love Kedushin of Vlad Mamzer. So that we know. Gemara is not questioning the source of Mamzerus by Chayvei Krisus. That again, that's all the drasha of Shimon HaTimni that we saw in Yavamis Memtes. But what is the question, the Gemara? How do I know there's no Tfisas Kedushin by Chayvei Krisus? Now, you realize something. And Maisa, Tosus could have stepped in right now and asked the question. Tosus asked, Bayas asked the question another line or two into the Gemara. Gemaisa, right now, could you have asked a question along the lines of Tosus? The Gemara knows Mamzer, by Chavi Krisus. What doesn't the Gemara know?
His
condition. Wait a second. I know Mamzeris. I know that's no types of condition. No? Look at the Tosus over here in Kedushin on the top. There's only one Tosus on the page. He starts by more or less quoting Rashi without mentioning Rashi by name. Look at Tosus. Nira, delo bayi menohan mila dablad mamzer. Davi yavamis muchach le miloi gal knafavim. Besamach elo yavam mamzer. Mukmil biyavamis b'shmeres yavam shalavim. Shehi lo eshet zachi yavim. Shehi bekoris. Elo bayi menohan den kedushin Tosin ben. Right? More or less what Rashi said. Zog Tosus, the kasha. The my boy, what's the Gemara asking? Hello, hadavar pashut b'chol haGemara the kedushin lo tafsi b'tahar b'hatalia, right? The came and the having mamzer mechayve krisus lo tafsi kedushin. What's my proof? For example, da Rabbi Akiva who the Amar the en kedushin dosim mechayve lavin v'lo yadinan elam mishum the shamin le'lo. How do we know Akiva holds that way? I mean, Akiva said it by Chayv Marzik Ushas as well, but does he know it? And how do we know it? Because we know Rabbi Kiva holds the Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. He came how because he darshins Knaf Aviv as Anusas Aviv. So that's a Chayve Lavin, and that's the case of Mamzer. They came with the Yesh Mamzer Dinu the Lotafsi Kedushin. Vachinam Yamin Rishmaitin. I call Modim Vala Nidash and Avlad Mamzer. The Gemara says further Tatafsi Bakedushin. Even though Nida is an erva, but there is no Mamzerus from Nida because it's Tafsi Kedushin, as we're going to have a pasuk Alma the Haba Hatalia. It's another raya, by the way, Haba Hatalia that Nida. It's Tafsi Kedushin, therefore there's no Mamzeris. So Tosus already is asking the question right in the very outset of the Gemara. And it's an interesting terech Tosus gives. It's not what we have in our Tosus, in Ksuvis. The Omari, but it's a strange terech, you'll see why. The Omari, the Inachinan. The Klau Ze Emes. Which Klau? The Klau that? Each of these Kedushin and Mamzeris are totally one and the other. Haba Hatalia. Aliba, Rabbi Akiva. As I just showed you. But Vahacha Bai Aliva de Rabbi Yeshua. This Gemara that's asking about that the Chavi Krisus Lotafshi Kedushin is according to Rabbi Yeshua, and Yeshua agrees to that, as Tosus here by us proved as well. The Amma Imam Zimchavi Lavin Ela Mechav Mises Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no Mamses Mechavi Lavin or Mechavi Krisus. Really should add the brackets. The Adam Eman's Mechayv Lavin Ukrisus El Mechayv Mises Beisdin. Vafil Hachi Moda. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua does agree. The in condition tells him Mechayv Krisus. Kedam Aminan Adam Yodeh. Means another Gemara. Tells us here. Didn't quote that. Adam Yodeh. She in condition tells him Bachos. So, in any event, Alma the Davar Pashid Ukoy Alma. Va'aliba to Rabbi Yeshua. Boy Gemara. Menolam do Lotafsi condition Mechayv Krisus. So a simple answer that this Gemara in condition is finding a mocker. That Chayv Krisus has a condition. Aliba there, Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't hold Haba Hatalia. What is strange about this Teretz?
The Mishnah
that we're discussing, that the Gemara is now focusing on and asking the question, is clearly, as Tosus said Adaf earlier, is clearly not Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua, others, they all wonder about this Tosus. What a strange Teretz. They're sure they're in Kedushin. In other words, Tosus is giving a text. The Gemara is asking within Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah is coming out of Rabbi Yeshua. You understand why Tosus here wasn't thinking to answer that way? The Mashah by us, in Ksuvis, mentions that Tosus in Kedushin gives a different text to the Kash. Okay, that's the text that Tosus gave. That the Gemara's discussion is within Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, it's true that Rabbi Yeshua will buy into this Makar. That's what Tosus just got finished saying a minute before. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that conditions of Tafsi Chayv Krisus is like the Gemara says in Kedushin. And he also knows that Mamzeris needs Chayv Mises Beisdin because of the Drasha in Yevamos. But in terms of the Gemara itself, to say the Gemara is discussing only Rabbi Yeshua is a bit of a dochik. Okay. Good. Let's proceed in the Gemara and then we'll pick up with Tosfos by us. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know the Kedushin is not Tafsi Chayv Krisus? Good? Says the Gemara, the Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Yochanan Umatuba, and some are inclined to say was Mishum Rav Yanai Rav Acha Breid Rava Umatuba Mishum Rav Yosi Agli. Again, another Mora, and some say it was someone else. What's the answer? Amakra, the drush. There's a drush here. The drush is mentioned regarding a case of a woman who was divorced, the parsha of Gerishin in the Torah in Kiseitze, and it says v'yatza mibeiso. So one person gave the woman a get, and then v'holcha, v'hoisa li'ish acher. V'hoisa means lashon kiddushin, havaya. So she was li'ish acher. So we darshin that the only one that she can marry now in kiddushin is tofes is li'ish acher, meaning l'acherim v'lo krovim, someone who's not a karov. So therefore, the arayis who are krovim, there would be no tefes kiddushin. That's the drasha. Li'ish acher v'lo krovim. Maskif l'rab Abba. Who says? Maybe Krovin, Kedushin or Tofes. La'acher as opposed to the closest Karav. Who's the closest Karav? The son. So that is the person that there will be no Tfisas Kedushin. Okay? So maybe other Krovin, yes. So how do you know to say all Krovin? The Gemara says, Bain Behedyuksiv. I know that there's no Tfisas Kedushin by a Bain. Why? Lo Yika, to the son, her knows her husband's son. Her ex-husband's son. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Lo yikach ishes eshes aviv," which is mashma what? Lo yikach. There's not just a lav, but that there is no tfisas kedushin. Lo yikach, it can't take effect. So I know that by eshes aviv, there's no tfisas kedushin. Therefore, if I have another drasha of acher, the lo krovim, it doesn't just mean lebein. I know that already. So rather, it means. In other words, it doesn't just mean main, it must mean to other Krovim as well. In fact, the Gemara is still not happy. So Achir, Lam Lishmam Nele Achir and Below Krov, Ve'ema, no, Eid, and this is what Tosis here is picking up on, this line. Tosin, Ve'ema, Eid V'Eidi L'Bein. Maybe both Psukim are going on Bein. Lo Yikach Ish Eshes Aviv, and also La'achir, Below Le'Bein. Bain. Both are going Bain. I don't know other Krovim, but why do you need two? Halachatchila v'hadi evet. What does it mean? Halachatchila v'hadi evet. Rashi. V'doma halachatchila v'hadi evet. That's 8 lines from the wide lines. Kloma. Lo yikach lav shelo yolo ben kedushin d'yevet kama. We misinterpreted. We jumped to conclude that lo yikach is just a means that d'yevet is no kicha. No, it doesn't mean that. All you can see in Lo Yikach Ish is a chatchila not to marry him. However, immediately kaddish nehavi kedushin. I would still think the diyeved kedushin schal. Comes the other pasuk va'asa haikra achrina, which pasuk la'acher v'lo lebein lomar de'ein b'havai klal la'olam lebein kamar. And why should we say it's only bein? The kibbut the amar v'lo piresh krovin doesn't say krovin. I have to start inferring who is it that condition is not tovisa. So en chalavi beisuzeh elah ha'asur shebekulan shekar min akol. Take the most closest korv of all, that's the son of her ex, and say that's what the Torah is going on to say there's no tfisas kedushin for him. But everybody else, perhaps there would be tfisas kedushin. So we're still not out of the woods. So this is the Gemara's question la'acher, that maybe it's still going la'acher v'lo lebein, and this is what Tosis basically is going to step in at this juncture in the Gemara. And say, but wait a second, I have a source that Kedusha is not Tovis by Chayvei Krisus, because what do I know? That by all Chayvei Krisus, seemingly I learned from Eishes Av, that there's what? That there's going to be what? Mamzerus. Kaksnafavi, whatever, that I learned that there's going to be Mamzerus. So if there's Mamzerus, there's no Tovis Kedusha. So what's the Gemara dealing, trying to fetch the Pasuk and going on Bain, and Halchalchel Diyavet, that's where Tosis by steps in. But let's see the flow of the Gemara to appreciate what Tosis is going to answer by us. But you understand what Tosis' kasha now is. But for some reason, to think about why, Tosis didn't ask the kasha in Kisuvis at the very beginning of the sugya, the way Tosis in Kiddushin asked the kasha. Tosis steps in once the Gemara mentions the pasuk li'yachishesheshesavid, and then the Gemara wants it to be that's a chatchila, and now I have the diavad, and now Tosis says, but why do you need to go there? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good teretz, because l'chatchila, l'achos isha nafka. Because the Torah says, isha l'achos alo sikach, which means at the very least that you can't do what? Can't marry your wife's sister. So we'll learn out, u'ma achos isha b'kores lo t'kadesh, chayv misus bezin lo koshke. Which is skila. So certainly, so I shouldn't need the isha l'kach isha seshazav if I learn it from Achos Isha. The Ema no, Idi V'Idi V'Achos Isha, Halchatchila HaDiyavet. In other words, if the Torah already warned l'chatchil b'achos isha, so maybe the la'acher is telling me that in that case, b'di'evet, there's no tfisas kedushin, but I still don't know the other krovim. The Gemara says, in achinami, okay, but now I'll learn that itself from achos isha. Ashkecha n'achos isha. What do I know by achos isha now? That you can't take her, and what else do I know? That there's no tfisas kedushin b'achos isha. That's one of the arayis. So Shai Rais Minolon, Yafi n'achos isha. What do I say? What's distinct about achos isha? Shehi erva, v'chayev nozdon akaris, v'ashigas achatas. We'll tafsi b'kedushin. And at the same time, we know about this erva, which is kares and chatas b'shogeg. That note tfisas kedushin, afko, shehi erva, v'chayev nozdon akaris, v'ashigas achatas, tafsi b'kedushin. So seemingly, I get everything from achos isha. But the Gemara says, again, with the help of the other drasha l'achir. The Gemara says, bishlam akul asya. I can get everything machos isha, but not quite everything, because el eishes ish ve eishes ach ikel mifrach. There's a pircha vis-a-vis two of the arayis that wouldn't be equal to achos isha. There's one notch below achos isha. They have a kula achos isha doesn't have. What is it? Eishes ish and eishes ach ikel mifrach. As follows: mal achos isha shekein lo heter b'makom mitzvah. Tomar be eishes ach. The first eishes ach. What's eishes ach better than achos isha? Sheyesh leheter b'makom mitzvah. What mitzvah?
Yibam.
So therefore, maybe there'd be tfisas kedushin. It's less of a chumra of erva than that of a achos isha. That's as far as which one? Eishes ach. What about eishes ish? Why could that be learned from achos isha? And eishes ish nami ikol mifrach mala hanach shekein ein leheter b'chai osran. There's no way that there could be a heter in the life of the person who's responsible for there being an iser. In other words, why is an eshes ish aser? Because of the husband. What if the husband divorces her? There's no more iser eshes ish. Whereas achos isha, let's say he divorces his wife. Is the sister mutter? No. When is the sister going to be mutter? Only if what happens? If the sister dies. But for gerushin, it wouldn't change. So therefore, toma be'eshes ish, yesh le'eter b'chai osvan. So what is it more asking? So achos isha is insufficient to give you the din of e tfisas kedushin by all of the arayis, I fall short by two. Because I don't know Eishes Ish, I don't know Eishes Ach. So what does Gemara say? The famous Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. Now you know what Tosis means in a minute in Ksuvis. And Yivamis, he says it all over the place. Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. But now you have a new expression you can use in your back pocket. Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. What's Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah? That hukshu koha arayis zelazeh. Because of that plus again that we have in Achrimos at the end, ki kol asher yasim nekol toev v'se'ela. Don't ask questions. The arayis are hukash one to the other. Ela amar Rabbi Yonah. This is Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. Ve'iteima Rav Huna ve'id Rav Yeshua. Amar kra. Kol asher yasim nekol toev v'se'ela v'nechvesu. The pasuk puts them all together in this pasuk toward the end of Achrimos. Again, it's all in that same Akriyas HaTorah Mincha of Yom Kippur. Whoever will perform any of these toevos, v'nechvesu, hukshu kol arayis kula machos isha. So they're all connected to each other, and in this case, tachos isha, machos isha, lo tafsi b'kedushin, av kol arayis kula matafsi b'kedushin. Then the Gemara goes on with more, but Nida's an exception, we have a special Zeres HaKasuv, the Seder, and goes on and on with more things. That goes into Absimai and Rabbi Sheva, you can look at it. But we have enough here to appreciate now what Tosis is doing. We have a Keshet Rabbi Yonah at the end of the sugya. Let's now go to our Tosis. Appreciate where Tosis is coming from. Back to our Tosis. Again, let's read the Kasha and then go to the Teretz. Fek Tosis, v'im toma, v'kidushin v'sofa omer. That's the Gemara we just saw. Ki maskach d'lo tafsi kidushin v'eishes av. When the Gemara finds that kidushin v'eishes av, meaning the Gemara thinks lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, means that kicha doesn't take effect, but the Gemara says still, so the Gemara has that from eshes aviv.